AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Boeing's announced layoffs. The aircraft maker has been losing money for more than 5 years and is now dealing with a strike that shut down factories in the Seattle area. It says about 10% of its workers will be let go, some 17,000, including managers and executives. In Florida, recovery efforts underway after Hurricane Milton. A lot of debris removal while rescuers are still saving people from swollen rivers. At least 10 deaths reported, and Governor Ron DeSantis is urging people to exercise caution.
Don't wade into floodwaters. Be careful with how you're using ladders. Use generators properly. Make sure it's outside your home. Don't run that generator inside.
President Biden's again calling out Donald Trump for spreading misinformation about the federal hurricane response.
The president says after storms like Helene and Milton, survivors need hope.
Tell me it's going to be okay. And they're in real trouble, a lot of them. And to hear this malarkey you're hearing from some of the people, I want to get into it, but it was my temper.
Asked if Trump's singularly to blame for spreading false claims.
No, he's not singularly to blame. He's just the biggest mouth.
And asked for whether misinformation is now a reality for the nation.
I think it's a permanent state of being for some extreme people.
Meantime, from the campaign trail, Vice President Harris joined virtually to reassure survivors the government's on the job.
We are in this for the long haul.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Trump campaigning in Aurora, Colorado today, saying his administration would target Venezuelan gangs he claims have taken over apartment complexes in the city.
We will send elite squads of ICE, Border Patrol, and federal law enforcement officers to hunt down, arrest, and deport every last illegal alien gang member until there is not a single one left.
Authorities in Aurora say the video that triggered Trump's claims related to a single block in the area is again safe. On Wall Street, stocks closed another winning week, the S&P and the Dow at new highs. This is AP News. A deciding Game 5 about to get underway in L.A., Padres-Dodgers. Meantime, Greg Eklund reports the Yankees advanced to the AL Championship with a victory last night in Kansas City.
The New York Yankees jumped on Kansas City Royals starter Michael Walker early and clinched the best-of-five American League Division Series with a 3-1 victory. Through seven innings, Yankees starter Gerrit Cole held the Royals to six hits, three by outfielder Tommy Pham, and Cole picked up the victory.
We're focused. We're trying to improve the brand of baseball that we're playing as we continue to get deeper into October. Even when you're banged up, you feel the same way.
In the opening inning, Gleyber Torres doubled and scored. Then in the sixth, after Waka had departed, Aaron Judge led off with a double and also scored. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.